in the world. I'm John Batchelor. Italy, a founding member of the European Union, Italy, now in a direction that was understood to be new. Giorgia Meloni, the prime minister, leading a right-of-center coalition. Italy, understood to be deeply, profoundly damaged by the pandemic, but emerging again after a good summer of tourism. In fact, I'm told there were so many tourists that the lines were too long, that people were fainting in the lines. Well, good for Italy, but I welcome Elaine Dzensky, Senior Director of the Center on Economic and Financial Power at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, to comment on a story that's been building these last weeks. Giorgia Meloni's government is turning away from the Belt and Road Initiative that was ballyhooed some years past between Italy and Beijing. The puzzle is, Italy is one of the most developed countries on the planet, one of the foundational pieces of civilization. This is not considered the global South looking for a handout from the Chinese masters. This is state to state, peer review. And Elaine, a very good evening to you. The reasoning of this is complicated. What is it that Italy was obliged to do with the Belt and Road Initiative announced in 2013 by Xi Jinping? And what is it now saying about why it's moving away? Good evening to you.
Hi, John. Thanks for inviting me back. Yeah, this is a fascinating story. So when Italy signed on to the BRI several years ago, the focus was really more on the economic side of the relationship, meaning the trade engagement between Italy and China. From the Italian perspective, the idea was to help open up new markets by signing on to the BRI, having a deeper engagement, a platform for discussion, and to look at other aspects of the trade relationship around taxation, for example, and look for ways to kind of open up the market to build that opportunity on both sides. But what has essentially occurred is, well, not much, to be honest. So it was never so much a focus on Italy taking funds from China for infrastructure in a traditional sense, building bridges and roads and the like, but the focus was on the export markets. However, what's happened during the last 5 or so years is, these export markets really haven't materialized. So Beijing has been able to take advantage of this agreement by substantially increasing the volume of exports to Italy, but the same has not happened for Italy. So Giorgia Meloni, when she was running for prime minister, actually campaigned on the idea of leaving the BRI. So this idea has been around for a little while, and it really isn't a surprise that they're now looking at doing that. And of course, we're getting to the end now of this initial phase of the BRI contract, which means unless Italy indicates that they, in a formal way, that they wish to leave, the contract will automatically renew in early 2024. So they really have to take the step now to start this formalized process of getting out of this agreement.
And the agreement is troubled elsewhere. Is that influential in Italy? I'm mentioning the dams that are cracking, the roadways that are not adequate or unbuilt. Does that influence public opinion in Italy?
I think that's the short answer. So it's a combination of the fact that this agreement hasn't really delivered in terms of export benefit for Italy. Number two, there's a lot of, rethinking within Europe, just like in the U.S., around the relationship with China and what it means, where it's going, and the examples of the political and economic coercion that have come out specifically from the Belt and Road Initiative. You mentioned the cracks in the infrastructure. There's so many examples now of across the global South in particular, where these infrastructure projects have delivered substandard infrastructure to people who need something much, much better than that. So all of this is coming into focus now and becoming, a serious topic for Italy. So I say good for them for rethinking this and maybe setting a bit of an example for other countries who may want to do the same thing.
The war in Europe, the Ukraine conflict, is that influencing decision making in Italy? The no limits friendship, is that mentioned as this is a politically a fraught issue for Italian parliament. Is Putin mentioned?
So I think it is, because what we see between Russia and China in this quote unquote no limits partnership is an authoritarian alliance of a significant degree with potential impact on Ukraine, obviously, but further into Europe. So that, I think, is certainly weighing on this discussion within Europe more broadly, and certainly in Italy, about where this partnership may go and what the implications are. So Ukraine is an interesting example because, you know, at some time in the near future, we hope, we'll be looking at the challenge around reconstruction. And that that will be a very expensive endeavor, to which European countries and the U.S. Will be contributing substantially. And it raises the question, will China be contributing to this? And what are the conditions that will go along with that, particularly if they've given tacit support to Russia?
The Belt and Road Initiative, for many commentators, was a way to persuade countries that where they made loans, that they had to pay more attention to China than they do to the West, especially to NATO. Did that come about in Italy? Was Italy in some fashion bowing to China before Giorgia Meloni's government? Was there any evidence of that, bowing to China?
I would frame it more as a maybe opportunistic. The idea that China was putting so much emphasis on the BRI as a mechanism for engagement and putting a lot of effort into getting countries in Italy, for sure, but even in other parts of Europe, getting them to come on board to show that this initiative would go beyond the global South, right? So that sort of dynamic, I think, played into the engagement, along with, you know, Italy going through some pretty serious economic challenges in the last decade and looking for new partners, looking for new ways to address that.
China has made gestures that it wants to maintain the relationship, even if BRI is no longer operative. Is Italy listening to that?
I think so. How this story gets told, the narrative around this, the other partnerships that might pop up, Italy has a longstanding partnership with China going back to, I think, 2004, which has economic and trade components to it. They may fall back on that, for example. I think there's probably a strategy around saving face to some extent, but also the recognition, the very clear recognition that this particular agreement through BRI really hasn't delivered.
And finally, Elaine, is Germany paying attention, your opinion?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. There's no way that they can't. Germany has a pretty serious dependency on China from a supply chain perspective, and the implications of any kind of increase in tension, geopolitical tension with Europe more broadly, but also between Germany and China are extremely serious.
Elaine Dzensky, Senior Director of the Center on Economic and Financial Power at the Foundation for Defense of Democracies. I'm John Mack.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.